and you have to know which step comes first and when those deadlines need to be respected.
Well, I think one thing to share, absolutely, and one thing to share with you, we're a small foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Myself as executive director, and then Shauna Murphy is my foundation associate. And
sure.
A shout out to my team.
Both all right.
Shauna, Brian, of course, who you've met from Kitchen, and then my other partner, Matthew Barnes from ASG Partners. You
mm-hmm.
know, this was a team effort.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani comes to the defense of House Speaker Paul Ryan after he was blasted by Sarah Palin for not endorsing Donald Trump.
I understand it. He has a couple of disagreements on immigration. He's got some disagreements on some of the language. He wants to talk to him about it. What's so bad about that?
Giuliani on Fox News saying he thinks it's a good thing that Trump and Ryan are going to talk later this week. Sarah Palin telling CNN's State of the Union she's supporting Ryan's opponent in his run to be reelected to the House from Wisconsin. The one-time vice presidential candidate saying Ryan's refusal to endorse the GOP's expected presidential nominee Donald Trump is disrespectful to the will of the people. The planet Mercury will sail across the sun today. It's called the Mercury Transit. It happens about 12 times in 100 years. You can see it between now and about 2:40 Eastern time today. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is still waiting for the FBI to call her.
I've encouraged all of my assistants to be very forthcoming, and I hope that this is close to being wrapped up.
Clinton tells CBS's Face the Nation no one's reached out to her yet during an investigation into her using that personal email server while Secretary of State. The Democratic frontrunner saying she's still willing to speak with the FBI and maintains that using the server was a mistake, but that nothing marked as classified was sent or received by her. The leader of Al-Qaeda blasts ISIS and tells Syrian opposition jihadis they must unite or die. Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri made the appeal in an audio recording posted online yesterday, the successor to Osama bin Laden slamming ISIS as extremists and renegades. And a new police chief on the job today in Ferguson, Missouri, Delreesh Moss, being sworn in as the St. Louis suburb's first African-American police chief. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Police charge a man with starting a fire that forced the evacuation of several condominium complexes last month. As USA Radio's Richard Strong tells us, in one very bizarre twist, he's the community's fire chief.
Ricky Plummer was in charge of the fire department in Old Orchard Beach in Maine. Was. He's now been relieved of all his duties and charged with arson. District Forest Ranger Arthur Lavoie.
It was narrowed down to a human-caused fire. Some evidence did come forward that led us to get a search warrant.
Residents are dumbfounded, but this woman says she still trusts the fire department.
It's very sad. It's sad, I'm sure, for the fire department and for the whole town and for all of us, but to me, it doesn't reflect the rest of them.
But, as this woman puts it,
makes you wonder who you can trust.
There is still no word on why Plummer might have wanted to start the fire, but he may be in court next week.
That's USA Radio's Richard Strong reporting. The heavy weather that pounded parts of Colorado over the weekend, threatening destruction across four states today. East Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri all in line for the kind of weather that produced more than a dozen tornadoes in eastern Colorado. New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants the public to be warned about what he calls the serious danger of e-cigarettes. Schumer says at least four New Yorkers have been seriously injured recently when the vaping devices suddenly exploded and burst into flames. So Schumer wants the FDA to investigate to find the cause of the problem. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We've got 49 degrees outside the studio, nice and sunny. I could reach lower 70s today, at least around here. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s. Chance of showers Tuesday, mainly before 2 p.m. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low in the probably about 40 degrees. Sunny on Wednesday, high in the 70s again, low in the 40s Wednesday night. Thursday looks like more of the same, although Thursday night, maybe a slight chance of showers in the evening. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, cloudy, and then hopefully sunny for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Coming to you every Monday around this time. 11 or a little bit later. I'm the chef here locally at Jake's Restaurant. Been there 25 years and we're still hanging in there. Yesterday was, of course, a big restaurant day, Mother's Day. A
lot of people out. See, more in the evening, I guess. It was such a nice day, at least around here, that I think there were a lot of activities going on. And it used to be just the main event, but now it's sometimes, you know, there's a lot of things going on sports-wise and entertainment-wise. But people still stop out, so. Looking forward to graduation season. Of course, college graduations and universities are starting already. And then next month with the high schools and middle schools and all those things. So a lot of celebrations coming up. Graduations, of course, the parties are good, whether you host them in the at home. We find many people will, you know, they'll do their own entertaining, but they may augment that with some couple of catered things from their favorite local establishment. Could be just a couple of pans of food. Could be, you know, something that's difficult to pull off at home. So, you know, if you want a shellfish platter. Oh, shellfish. Speaking of that, tomorrow is shrimp day. We've got our food holidays, eating the week. Today is Moscato, sweet wine. The 11th is Eat What You Want Day. I guess they couldn't find anything, so anything goes on the 11th. And later, you know, in the week, nutty fudge, apple pie, a lot of chocolate chip. But I thought the shrimp, good excuse to eat shrimp, always a treat. Whether you like hot, cold, fried, there's so many ways. Ceviche. We're going to experiment with, I think, for Sundays in the summer. We already do the buck a shuck dollar oysters, which is still continues to be a favorite. Good thank you for our regulars, and also a way to try something at kind of a, I would call it a bargain price. Also, our craft beers are on special, so anything is normally $7 or $8 beers may be as low as $5. So it's a good day to unwind, and if you're out and about, stopping in. So the next thing, I think, thinking about a peel and eat shrimp boil. Good party dish. You know, think of your graduations and things coming up. It possibly would, you know, be outside if the weather's nice enough. And shrimp boil is always nice. Crabs are a lot of work. Shrimp's probably the best thing to do for ease of preparation, and then even people eating it afterwards. Lobsters, again, you know, it takes some work, but and shrimp is always welcome. So when we do this, a lot of times people do a peel and eat, which I like cooking shrimp in the shell. This is what we do for our chilled shrimp cocktails at the restaurant. We cook them in the shell, hold their shape a little better, they taste better. Peel them, you know, after they're cooked. It's either that, or if you want to flavor the water you cook them in, if you peel the shrimp first, then you should make broth from the shrimp shells, which only takes a few minutes, about 20 minutes or so, to get the flavor out of them, and then use that liquid to cook your shrimp in. But peel and eat is probably the best way, because then you can season them afterwards, and I don't know, it's a little less formal. Can serve them room temperature, or you could chill them down. I think the best way is probably just cooled on ice, on top of the ice, just to get it, you know, a little bit below room temperature, and you've got still good flavor, but they're cool enough to handle. So if we're doing peel and eat shrimp, what I like to do is actually make it easy for the guests. So we'll take the shrimp and slit it down the back. And the other thing is too, if there's a what they call the mud vein, if the vein in there is dark, then you want to rinse that out. So that's as far as you go. You could just make a slit down the back, clean it out, so the shell is still attached, but it's very easy to, it's already started. So when your guests go to peel the shrimp, it's already cut in half, so it just pulls right off very easily. But you still get the benefit of cooking in the shell. Now, the liquid for this, of course, usually we use about half vinegar and half water in those proportions. So if you've got 2 pounds of shrimp, you might need, you know, 2 or 3 cups of each. And you want to season this water. Now, something like Old Bay or crab boil seasoning would be, if you have a favorite, that's the easiest way to do it. Or, at the very least, some bay leaves, some hot pepper flakes, salt, lemon. Maybe some fresh thyme if you like. But your the crab boil or shrimp boil spices, are, there's other things in there. There's, you know, I don't know, probably onion, garlic, maybe mustard, maybe coriander. Depends on which flavor you're taking it. But you want it to be a little spicy. So you have this water that's spiced. And then you add your shrimp. And what you do is, with raw shrimp, is barely bring it back to a simmer. Now, there's some recipes that call for doing it almost like when you hard-boil eggs. You put the eggs in the water, bring the water to a boil, and then let them sit 15 minutes, and they're cooked. Well, the shrimp, I would just look for the water to barely be breaking the surface. And you look at them, especially if you're doing a big batch, it's always worth checking one. You know, you got to take one for the team there and sacrifice. Oh, I've got to eat one, sorry. Or just take a small knife, paring knife, and just slit it open a little bit and make sure that, you know, you want it to stop it short. If it's just a little bit undercooked, that's not too bad because it's going to keep cooking. We call it carryover cooking heat. So you'll drain the shrimp, and then right away, we don't want to put them in water because you've got all those spices and everything clinging to the shell. And that's part of the fun of eating a peel and eat, is you get the spices on your fingers, and then, you know, that kind of flavors the shrimp. There's a reason for everything, right? So you have the shrimp drained, and then just let it rest on some ice. Don't bury it in ice, or don't put water in with it. It's going to melt the ice a little bit. You'd like to do this in the sink, in a colander, so the ice kind of melts. You don't want the shrimp sitting in water. Again, you want those just a little bit, you know, heat goes to cold. So little ice underneath, it'll cool them off just so you can handle them. And then your favorite cocktail sauce or barbecue sauce, whatever you like. Now, key ingredient, of course, you want that, you heard me mention cider vinegar, that seems like a lot. Well, you want that acidic environment to set the protein plus its flavor. And in fact, when we come back after the break, we're going to look at vinegar. Just thinking of it, what a kind of an ingredient that people take for granted, but I'm finding myself, when I just looked around even my pantry at the restaurant, how many vinegars we use in the course of all the dressings and sauces we make. So it's pretty cool, but we'll give you a couple of ideas for even showcasing vinegar and look at the differences between, you know, some classic things based on vinegar, sauces and recipes. Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, 100andchamberradio.com on a Monday morning. So we segued into vinegar. How do we do that? Well, vinegar happens to work with seafood, works with most proteins, and everything from sauerbraten to something that's marinated a few days into an oyster wash that we use, or a mignonette that you would serve with raw oysters. We used to serve the classic mignonette at Jake's, the red wine, shallot, and black pepper, and then we developed our own oyster, we call it oyster wash. And we use our pico de gallo, our pico. It's really not pico as in the salsa sense. It's more of a, we call it a, one of the mother sauces there. We marinate that with rice vinegar. We tried several vinegars. Sherry vinegar, malt vinegar, to see if, you know, there would be a substitute, or it's just something different than the standard red wine vinegar. And I realized how many vinegars we have. I mean, we've got, and most people probably have distilled vinegar, probably use it more for cleaning purposes and things like that. Although we use it, coleslaw, pickling, especially, making pickles if you like. But cider vinegar and red wine vinegar, obviously, for our salad dressings. Malt vinegar, we just serve fish and chips, but that's also a nice vinegar to use in dressings. We have the rice vinegar, which we use in some salads. Again, our fresh Japanese-style pickle. The sherry vinegar, raspberry vinegar, we use in a dressing. Balsamic. So, many types of vinegar out there. And vinegars are generally between 5 and 6% acid, and it'll tell you on the label. Acetic acid is the substance. It's not, acetic acid and vinegar are two different things. Acetic acid results when you make vinegar, but it can come from other sources. And vinegar, by definition, you've got to have a food source. So it's basically fermented product. And we talk about fermented products, umami, that extra savory flavor, if you will. And fermented sugar turns to alcohol, carbon dioxide. We just went through this in our beverage class over at the college here at Raritan Valley. So fermentation, you take any kind of source that has sugar and add yeast to it, and this is what you end up with. So with vinegar, it's two types of fermentation. So the first fermentation is you have your sugar source and you get your alcohol, and then another yeast takes the alcohol and changes it into the vinegar. And it's an, you know, it's a just a natural process. And I guess you probably discovered it. What happened is wild yeasts are all over the place, and probably early attempts at winemaking turned into something that maybe was a little bit less tasty than they wanted, turned to vinegar. I tell people that's the ultimate goal of the wine, is to turn into good vinegar. Vinegar is, and actually could be used in cooking as a wine substitute. Probably because of the acid in it, you might need to balance it out with a little bit of, you know, some kind of sugar or sweetness for the end flavor. But if you have a good white wine vinegar, I mean, there's no alcohol left in it, but you've got the flavor of the white wine. Champagne vinegar, good red wine vinegar, not just a, you know, something that's got some coloring. Look on the ingredients, will tell you. Like balsamic vinegar, there's a traditional way that's made more like a fine fortified wine, you know, fermenting for a year, and then it could be up to 10 years or more in the cask, and it's blended, transferred, it evaporates. Sometimes the factory vinegars is just wine vinegar with some flavoring and coloring. So and price will usually follow quality in that respect, but look on your labels for the balsamic especially. The balsamic actually makes a nice one-ingredient sauce because of that little bit of residual sugar in there, the sweetness and what it picks up from the casks. When you reduce the balsamic vinegar, which means cooking it down, evaporating a liquid, you're kind of, you know, people say, well, it's not the same as something that's aging in wood for 10 or 15 or 20 years. And it's like, no, it's not. But, you know, if you want something right now, what we do is simmer it. We don't boil it hard. We simmer it. It takes a while. But you're going to reduce that by over 80%. And it's almost like making candy. You get that softball stage. You don't want it any more concentrated than that. Biggest danger in making balsamic syrup is burning it. It gets to that last point where the bubbles are getting big, and you're thinking, oh, it's almost there. And then you turn your back, and it scorches, and there's no coming back from that. It's just way too bitter. But a good balsamic reduction has that sweet, sour, you know, complete condiment, if you will, or sauce. We drizzle it serve it with burrata, the fresh mozzarella with the cream and fresh curds wrapped up inside the cheese. It's great with pork, great with chicken. We do our marinated onions in it for a steak sandwich. The balsamic syrup is a pretty good weapon in any kitchen, if you ask me. Especially since it's only one ingredient, and really all it takes is time. So vinegar is a condiment, ingredient. As we said, it could be a sauce, wine substitute. Now what happens sometimes that there, you might see a cloudy substance forming. That's called the mother. And as long as it's, you can filter the vinegar off of there, it's not going to hurt. Actually, when people make vinegar, this is what you want. You want that, I think it's cellulose that comes out, that you could keep making vinegar from that same culture. You've got your fermented alcohol, your alcohol, and then, you know, you add the yeast to it as well. Sometimes it's what they call the mother. They can just keep making. It's a continuous process. I guess that's what I'm searching for. So once the, you know, and again, like other, like I believe with, you know, brewers and vintners probably have their own protected strain of yeast to get consistency and keep it going, because yeasts, like anything else, they're live and they will evolve. So if you've got something that has the traits that you like, you want to kind of prevent evolution from taking place. You want to keep that same strain. So very, very scientific. We take for granted some of these things. So anyway, vinegar. Think of your sweet and sour sauces. Vinaigrette dressing, one of the basic, it's a foundation of most cooking. And I'm finding more and more that we're using vinaigrettes and lighter things. I mean, maybe sauces for seafood. Vinaigrette, basic ratio, if you have a three parts olive oil to one part vinegar, And then you can kind of vary it from there. A little salt and pepper. I like to use a little Dijon mustard. I mix that with the vinegar. It's actually a flour. So that will help when you make your emulsion, when you whisk in your oil. It'll help hold it together for a little while. But even barring that, just shaking it in a closed container will give you that temporary emulsion, just so you can pour it, so you don't get all oil on part of the salad and vinegar. Many chefs now are even serving a broken vinaigrette, one that's not emulsified. I've done warm vinaigrettes, you know, maybe with some small diced vegetables and as a sauce for fish. And what happens is it's separate, so you have your little bit of vinegar and your oil, and it flavors the fish different ways. But very nice light sauce to do on fish. And of course, last week we talked about the hollandaise and the béarnaise, those variations. Very rich Philibert Blanc uses vinegar instead of the lemon juice. And when we come back, we'll teach you that very simple sauce. It's not really a classical sauce. It was more from the home, which makes sense because it's something that you don't need any broth or stock for. It's just a nice accompaniment to pretty near almost anything. If you get the procedure down correctly, then you can flavor it any way you want. We'll be back at the table after this news break.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
North Carolina has a 5 o'clock Eastern Time deadline over the so-called bathroom law. The U.S. Justice Department giving the state until the close of business today to fix what they call violations of federal sex discrimination protections. The law bans people from using public restrooms that don't correspond with the gender on their birth certificates. Well, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump due to meet with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan this week after Trump claims he was blindsided by Ryan's refusal to endorse him.
Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump says he was blindsided by House Speaker Paul Ryan's refusal to endorse him.
I don't think it hurts me at all, and I'd like to have his support, but if he doesn't want to support me, that's fine, and we have to go about it.
Trump spoke in NBC's Meet the Press and says he was surprised because a call from Ryan 3 weeks ago was nice and encouraging. The two are due to meet later this week.
That's Joe Gomez, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table. Vinegar. So remember, vinegar, of course, just like beverage alcohols, kind of retains some of the original flavors or characters, if you will, of the material it came from. So if it's red wine, if you made red wine, your vinegar, of course, it's going to be red. It's going to be a little different tasting than a white wine vinegar. Cider vinegar is made from fermented apple juice. The distilled vinegar, of course, comes from A lot of it probably from corn or barley grain. Seems to be what we use mostly for corn is the big one in this country for getting ethanol. Malt would be from barley. The malt vinegar is very nice. You could still get, you know, that little bit of sweetness. And one of my favorites is sherry vinegar. And these are all around, you know, 5, maybe 6% acid. So, especially some of your finer ones, the balsamic and the wine vinegar, sometimes are with that one extra 1%. You need that that amount, especially if you're using them to pickle anything. You want it to be safe. Need that 6% acidity. Now, you can infuse basic vinegars and make your own. So, say if you want a tarragon vinegar for a béarnaise sauce, you could take cider vinegar and put some tarragon in it. Now, I guess one of the things to be cautious with herbs, anything that grows, of course, is the botulism spores. We find it, you know, especially with onions, garlic. You don't want to keep them in an oxygen-free environment, meaning an anaerobic environment, because these spores can live and then give you a problem later on. So if you're using an infused vinegar with herb, sometimes it's best to, I mean, you can wash them first, but it's best to blanch them first. And also be cautious of using a homemade vinegar for pickling purposes. If you're looking to preserve the food, you want the flavor, it's one thing, but if you're pickling or canning and keeping things on the shelf, make sure the acid is strong enough. And of course, your sanitation procedures have to be pretty impeccable for things like that. So our beginning material counts, the flavor and mineral salts. Herbs and vinegar, again, acetic acid is going to be just that, but vinegar will have other, maybe even a couple of vitamins floating around in there. Who knows? So, beer blanc. So it's kind of it's not that much less calories than hollandaise, but there's no egg yolks in it. It looks like a hollandaise. It kind of is tart like a hollandaise, but it's butter. But you're flavoring it with a reduced white wine vinegar. So, white wine vinegar, 3/4 cup, two small shallots minced. And you'll simmer this and reduce it to about 2 tablespoons. It'll come down to a glaze, just kind of like what you're doing with the balsamic if you make that syrup. So, get down to 2 tablespoons. And then off the heat, now you'll have a half cup of soft butter. Unsalted is probably better, so you can kind of season it the way you want. And a couple of tablespoons at a time off the heat, add your butter pats there and whisk it in. And it'll thicken up just like a hollandaise. That acid, that strength from the vinegar will help do that. Oftentimes, to stabilize the sauce, we'll put in a dash of heavy cream, especially if you're going to keep it warm for a while. Kind of little secret restaurants use. You're already putting butter in, so a little cream's not really changing the integrity of the sauce. It just gives you that guarantee of not breaking on you. So it's a sauce made usually at the last minute, although we've made it ahead and held it warm, just like a hollandaise. But you don't have that danger of bacteria growth because there's no egg yolks in it. You know, it's just acid and a little bit of whole butter. So the beer blanc, beer rouge, you could do the same thing with red wine vinegar instead of white wine. Still reduce it with the shallots. And that's sometimes more for your red meats, the beer blanc, obviously for vegetables, for seafood. Now you'll add a tablespoon of parsley and some salt and pepper, but you could do a little concasse of tomatoes. You could do capers, any different herbs if you like. Scallions, anything, any way you want to flavor. And again, for seafood or white chicken cutlet, chicken breast supremes, boneless chicken, anything light like that, this sauce is a good complement to. I hear those ancient lullabies, and as I watch the seedling grow, feel my heart start. right. Now, another, oh, Rabigo, another cold sauce. R-A-V-I-G-O-T-E. Based on vinegar. It's more like a vinaigrette. Nice cold sauce for seafood, poached fish. 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 5 tablespoons of olive oil. So it's kind of close to that 3-to-1 ratio. But you're adding other ingredients to this, so it's going to be a little bit more acidic. But 2 tablespoons of minced shallot or onion, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. Now we're going to add a boiled egg sieved, so pass through the strainer. You want it to kind of break up a little bit. 1 tablespoon of chervil and 1 tablespoon of parsley, fresh, chopped. Then your salt and pepper. So this is a vinaigrette kind of enriched with some boiled eggs, so it'll be something that coats the seafood or vegetables. And there are variations of the ravigote. There's a hot version of it with the velouté of bechamel. Let's see, where were we here? Hot. Nope, don't have that one here, but it's basically, it's more of a, like a, for chicken, it would be a velouté or your stock reduced and vinegar added to it, kind of sharpen it up a little bit. A raspberry vinegar sauce for poultry. Start with 1 cup of vinegar, 1/4 cup of minced shallot, and we're going to, again, reduce that to 1/2 cup total. So down, reduce it by half. 2 cups of a white stock, could be chicken or a white beef or veal stock. You're going to add that or reduce it to 1 cup. So you've got 2.5 cups. It's going to go down to 1 cup. Then off the heat, 2 tablespoons of cream and 1/4 cup of butter. And whisk that into the sauce. And again, it's kind of like a beurre blanc with some stock added to it. Got a little bit more flavor to it. Similar process. A cold, you could make a sherry vinegar sauce cold. Same idea. 1/2 cup of sherry vinegar, 1/4 cup of shallot. Reduce that down again to a glaze, 2 tablespoons. Off the heat, 1/2 cup of chicken stock and 1/4 cup of heavy cream. Add that to the glaze, season it, and chill. I would strain the onion out, but this could be a nice cold dressing for a poultry salad. So you're taking your stock. It's got a little bit of cream. Doesn't have all the oil of a mayonnaise or even a regular vinaigrette. It's more of the broth, the cream, and, of course, that vinegar. So many ways to tweak the vinegar in your favor. We always like lemon and citrus juices, but I'm finding even that I will combine the two of them. We were doing the whole Bronzinos. I did an orange vinaigrette, orange and basil, which is kind of nice, a little garlic if you like. But what I would do, since the orange juice isn't that acidic, I added some sherry vinegar to it, and that really helped it out, that little extra sharpness that I needed for you know, you want that, especially with rich seafood. We're going to offer that with our salmon, cedar plank salmon this summer. We'll do a lemon and oregano olive oil combination. Very simple, but with fresh oregano, fresh lemon, you know, it should be a nice complement to the rich salmon. All right, so we're going to break for a couple of messages here. It's the quarter hour, the three-quarter hour, I should say. And we'll look at some classic recipes where I think vinegar is kind of the star when we come back to Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back to the table. Chef Bill here, winding down another hour. So, vinegar being the star. Oh, I was thinking of an old dish, trout au bleu, B-L-E-U. It's called that. It's a poached trout dish, classic dish. Years ago, up in Lake Placid, of course, where you're catching trout, there were actually restaurants that would have a trout pond. One gentleman up there had one, and you would, somebody from the restaurant staff would net. People could go down, walk to the pond, and kind of pick out the trout they wanted, and they would net it and take it back and prepare it for dinner. I mean, great, of course you need time, but, you're relaxing, you're at a resort. I mean, what's better than that? I know one resort I worked in, people would go fishing in the morning. They would bring trout, and we would always clean them and cook them as a service to the guests. It's kind of nice for have a little trout and eggs for breakfast, a little trout and bacon. So the trout blue, this was a specialty, and what turns the trout blue is reaction with vinegar, a highly acidic poaching liquid for the trout, and the natural coating that's, you don't want to wash the trout too much. Actually, what they used to do is just bop the trout on the head and then clean it. So it had to be very fresh. And what would happen is when it hit the simmering water, the trout would bend a little bit. You always wanted, you knew the trout had been alive 10 minutes before if that had a little bend into it, that little last twitch there when it hit the hot water. And You would sprinkle some vinegar on the trout, and then the court bouillon, which is your seasoned poaching liquid, some water, obviously, but higher. Usually you put lemon, and this would be a higher percentage of vinegar. Not enough to pickle it, but you want that acidic environment. Your bay leaf, peppercorn, thyme, little lemon peel. Nice to flavor that water. And the trout would get sky blue. The skin that's usually, I mean, we did in one hotel, we did it with the rainbow trout. It was the farm, the the farm raised. And actually, you know, even after the cleaning and handling, the skin still turned a pale blue. It was kind of nice. So the trout's in there, you know, cleaned. You want to do this on the bone. It's going to hold better. And of course, poached fish on the bone, very easy to lift off. The skin on the trout, of course, very soft, nothing you have to wrestle with. So just a few minutes in the water, I mean, again, it's depending on the size of the fish, so it turns this nice sky blue, and then we would make a brown almond butter to go over it. I know trout almondine kind of sounds like a cliche, but this way we'd take whole butter, sliced almonds, and I like to start with whole butter because that little bit of milk solids in there is going to brown, help brown the almonds a little bit. And so slowly cook the almonds. They're going to get golden brown from the butter, and just a splash of sherry and a splash of lemon juice and some parsley, and it'll foam up, and then you put that right on the poached trout, blue trout, trout au bleu. So something flashed in the past. That was, you know, days when people would relax, and I don't know. It was a great merchandising for this gentleman's restaurant at his hotel, the fresh-caught trout poached in the vinegar, trout bleu. Now, another dish that, again, a classic you don't see on too much anymore, calf liver. And before you know, get squeamish or anything, calf liver, very good. I mean, if you've ever had good calf liver, I was a believer once I had it. I had the steer liver, beef liver. When I started cooking in restaurants and getting real veal liver or good fresh chicken livers, then you really appreciate it. And so it was funny, as a former colleague of mine appeared out of the last weekend. He had worked at the restaurant 25 years ago. And he said, "Oh, I still remember the calf's liver Veneziana. We used to have it. We had it on the menu." And it was a kind of one that I'd done in Italian restaurants. So you have the calf liver slices. Of course, you've taken the membrane off and everything, cleaned them up. Nice slices. A little dredge and seasoned flour. Now, what I would have done is red onions that I would cook until they were nice and sweet. People would call them maybe caramelized, call it onion jam, call it whatever you want. But I would have these softened, seasoned onions. And they don't really need extra. Onions will, once the water's cooked out of them, will throw off a little bit of sugar and brown. So you have those caramelized red onions. I would use pancetta instead of smoked bacon. The pancetta is just a cured Italian bacon, and that has to be cooked, of course, ahead of time. You could dice it in, you know, medium-sized pieces and cook them till it's almost crisp. And actually, if you want, if you use some of that fat to cook the onions in, it's even better. It flavors the onions. So you have your pancetta ready or your bacon. Have your cooked onions. Calf liver, very quick to cook. You want to keep it a little bit pink. Sauté it quickly in the clarified butter. Just flour, seasoned flour. And then put the liver on the plate. Now we would add the onions to the pan, and then a splash of sherry vinegar. Not sherry wine, but sherry vinegar, because the onions are already sweet. You've got bitterness from the calf liver, and you've got salt from the pancetta, so it's like that perfect, you're covering the four taste sensations there. As I say, that little splash of vinegar when you're heating up the onions gives that little sharpness to the because you know, you've got the liver's, you know, fairly intense flavor. So it really works well. If you're ever tempted to try that, of course, you could you do your sherried onions with probably other things, but would make a believer out of you if you don't. If you think you don't like liver, this would turn the table for you, as it were. And another dish along that line, it was pork tenderloin medallions. And this would be with sherry vinegar and raisins. So now you've got a little sweet and sour going on also. So what you do is you take some chicken broth and warm it up and plump your raisins with the chicken broth. So you pour the hot broth over the raisins. Let them sit there. They'll get nice and plump. And this liquid is also what you're going to use to make your sauce. You have pork tenderloin. Take the silver skin off, cut into nice medallions. Again, some seasoned flour. You need some minced shallot for this. We like shallots because, if you only need a little bit, they're like little small onions, but they have a different flavor, finer flavor. They seem to cook up. They soften quickly. They kind of melt into things. I like to have shallots on hand, especially when you need that one or two tablespoons of onion. So, again, sauté the pork medallions. Cook pork nowadays, to about medium. You set the pork aside. Now, in the pan that you've cooked the pork, and add some your minced shallot, and just stir, let them brown a little bit. Cook for a couple of minutes, and then, again, some sherry vinegar, not sherry wine. You can do sherry. You could do a combination if you like, but we like it just with the sherry vinegar, and then add the raisins and the broth that they were plumped in. So between that, they've got that little bit of flour in the pan from sauteing the pork. You've got the vinegar, the sweet raisins. Let that reduce a little bit. What we do is put the pork medallions back in the sauce just to coat them. And you've got a nice, check for salt. But usually the chicken broth is usually salty enough. And then with the raisins in there, kind of balance out that sauce. So pretty good dish. If you want another go-to, another quick sauce, it would probably work just fine with chicken thighs also, if you wanted to do something like that with the raisin sauce. I've used the raisin sauce even with ham. I say, what do you make for ham? Well, this raisin sauce is good because you've got the sweet, you've got the sour, and then, of course, with a salty smoked ham, it works out. So, try vinegar. And for people that don't care for cooking with wine or don't want to, for whatever reason, vinegar gives you your answer. Again, you don't need very much of it, and you do want to balance it out, but pick a vinegar that has the base that you like. Like I say, sherry vinegar is very good dressings for salads. And it's coming from sherry, that wine is aged and matured and blended, and then you're going to take that wine that already has efforts into it, and you're going to now ferment that into a vinegar. I mean, you've got a benefit of, a couple of different craftsmen there. Craft persons, right? So, anyway, enjoy your vinegar. Enjoy it as something more than just sitting on the shelf. Try different vinaigrettes, but use it to cook with. Have fun. The cocktail shrub syrup, right? We've talked about that before, using the vinegar and fruit and make a refreshing non-alcoholic cocktail. So many uses for vinegar. Check it out. Chef Bill signing off. We got to run. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
North Carolina has a 5 o'clock Eastern Time deadline over the so-called bathroom law. The U.S. Justice Department giving the state until the close of business today to fix what they call violations of federal sex discrimination protections. The law bans people from using public restrooms that don't correspond with the gender on their birth certificates. Well,